The Chicago Blackhawks enjoyed a Thanksgiving feast with all the trimmings here in sunny FLA, and now it's time to get back to work. And hard work is something they're going to need plenty of tonight as they take on the Florida Panthers, a team that knows no other way to play. The Panthers humbled the Blackhawks 7-0 here in March, and it may be time for payback. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck to start this one. We're underway, and the Hawks gain control. To the slot, Saad turns with a backhand, and it hit the post, and the puck ricochets off the near glass. And the loose puck taken by Trocheck. He'll poke check it down ice into the Hawks zone. Yesterday at practice, I found out the Hawks have hit more posts than any team in the NHL.
That's number 19 on the season for the Blackhawks, which is kind of a crazy stat.
It's spun up the board by Haley. Kept alive on the right point by Hayden. He'll put it down behind the Panther net. Wendell's put it out in front. Hayden shoots. He scores! John Hayden muscling to the area 10 feet out in front of the crease. Took a centering pass from Wingles, and he buried it into the top right corner past Luongo. The Hawks lead 1-0. Saad cutting to the slot. Panther zone fires. This deflects to the left corner. Keith got it. Got it to Taves, and he rolls out to the bottom of the right circle and fires. Turn wide by Luongo. Then Taves again. Put it in front. They score! Richard Panik at the top of the crease. It was either him or Brandon Saad. One of them got their sticks on that and deflects it past Luongo. It's 2-0 Hawks with 5:25 left in the first. Here's Schmaltz at center ice on the left wing side. Put it ahead at center ice for Saad at the Panther line. Knocked off his stick. Panthers attack into the Hawks zone. McCann shoots and scores. Jared McCann from the high slot area with that one past Corey Crawford. 1:06 into the period, the Panthers are on the board, trailing 2-1. Pissick takes the puck, lost it over the center ice circle, and Saad fed it to Taves, to Kane over the Panther line, down to the right wing corner, turning away into the circle, shoots, he scores! What a shot by Kane! If that's Kane's goal, that's his third in two games. It looked like he was trying to pass it, and I believe he got Luongo believing that, and then he rifled it past him. It's 3-1 Hawks. Panik now was covered, but works the puck free back into the far corner. Mark Pisick there will lose the puck. It's spun in front by Taves. He scores! Mark Pisick was trying to pass the puck out, and Taves, with the blade of his stick, slapped it out of midair and passed Roberto Luongo. A clumsy goal for sure, but we'll take it. 4-1 Hawks. Back the other way come the Panthers on a 3-on-2 rush led by Huberdeau. DeBarkov over the Hawk line down the left wing, put it in front, and a shot from Dadonov was turned wide. Loose puck in the left wing corner. Passes up the right side. Kane at center ice. He'll fire it down the boards and into the Panthers zone. You hear the Hawks fans standing and applauding in the background. 3 seconds, 2-1. This one's over. The Blackhawks beat the Florida Panthers here tonight 4-1. And the Blackhawks in their last four games have 3 wins and 1 overtime loss. So when this stretch began, it was a little bit of a challenge for the Hawks because of the inactivity, but they won important games here. 3-0-1, points in every game, and they now have 25 points on the season.